Chapel broadcast, a message of hope and inspiration. Join us on a journey of spiritual growth, power, and authority as we explore the depths of faith and navigate the complexities of life. Join Manuel Whitechapel as we seek guidance, wisdom, and direction of God's Word. Let's walk together in the light of love and understanding. Manuel Whitechapel, where every life is celebrated with dignity and respect. And now, today's Voice of Empowerment by Dr. Emmanuel Mitchell.
I come to you once again with the Word of God. Welcome to the Voice of Empowerment. This is Manuel Whitechapel, and we are streaming live. There are many times that we go through the adversities of life that we feel that God has forgotten about us, or about God has denied us, or we are losing certain things that have to come to us. But then, despite all these things, we should believe and know that there's light at the tunnel and there's hope for a future. I come to you with this message: the power of the resurrection, our hope in Christ. Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, as we gather today, we stand at the very core of our faith, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The glorious event is not merely a historical occurrence, but it is the cornerstone of the Christian faith, a beacon of hope and the promise of eternal life for all who believe. Today, let's turn our hearts and mind to the profound implication of the resurrection and how it transforms our life. There are times that we go through issues and we feel that we are not getting some kind of encouragement. We are not seeing what we have to see, but sometimes we should believe that there's a God who is watching over us. And the historical reality of the resurrection, first of all, let us consider the historical reality of the resurrection. The gospel provides us with evidence, recounts of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In Matthew 28, verse 1 to 10, tells us that early in the day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb, only to find it empty. The Bible says that only to find it empty. But the Bible said that an angel appeared unto them, saying, "For he is not here, and he is risen." You go through certain things and you feel that, you know, all is gone, all is lost. But I have come today to tell you that all is not lost. The Lord is with you as a mighty, terrible one. And it does not matter what you have lost. It does not matter what has been denied of you. It does not matter what or the circumstances that has befallen you. But the Bible said that his resurrection was not a myth or a story, but it was a real event witnessed by many. And the Bible said in Apostle Paul, verse 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 to 18, it emphasizes that this, by stating that Jesus appeared to Peter, then to the 12 disciples, and after that to more than 500 brothers and sisters at the same time. This is an overwhelming evidence that offers us solid ground for our faith. I want you to understand that it doesn't matter what you are expecting from God. It does not matter what has delayed in your life. It does not matter what is dead in your life. Is it your business that is dead? Is it your mother or your father that is dead? Is it your marriage that is dead? I've come today to tell you that God is going to restore you, that God is going to provide unto you, that God is going to resurrect your case. It does not matter how long, and it does not matter how far that things are dead or things have died in your life. But I've come to tell you that God is about to resurrect every situation. God is about to resurrect everything that has befallen you. God is about to resurrect whatever you have lost. And I want you to understand and also reflect on the significance of the resurrection. In Romans 6 verse 4, Paul writes that therefore we are buried with him through his baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the death through the glory of his Father, that we may live a new life. And the resurrection is not just an event, but it symbolizes the victory over sin and death. Because Christ rose, we too have risen, and we have a new life, a life free of bondage of sin and filled with the hope of life. The resurrection assures us that the death is not just an end, that Jesus conquered the grave, and through him we are promised resurrection and eternal life. Brothers and sisters, you have to hope in the resurrection of Christ. It tells us that Christ died, Christ rose, and Christ will come again. He'll come to judge the living and the dead. But what does the resurrection of Christ mean to us today? Life often presents us with challenges and heartaches and seemingly unsurmountable obstacles. We face trial that can lead us to despair. However, the resurrection reminds us, no matter how hard the night may seem, and the dawn of hope is always on the horizon. In our struggles, we can also hold on to the truth that Christ has overcome the world. In John 16 verse 33, the resurrection provides us comfort in our griefs, assures us in our doubt, and strength in our weakness. And it is a constant reminder that God has not abandoned us. He is with us in our struggle, and is offering us peace and hope. The peace of hope, the peace of God, and not a peace of the world. Because the peace of the world will always disappoint you. The peace of the world will always subject you into a position and a place of torment. But then I want you to understand that when you are living in the power of the resurrection, the power of the resurrection should also prompt us to live differently. As followers of Christ, we should also be called unto to believe in the resurrection, but to live in the power behind the resurrection, or in the power of the resurrection. When you read Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19 to 20, it speaks about the immeasurable greatness of the power towards us who believe, according to his workings of great might in Jesus Christ when he was raised from the dead. Can you imagine how Christ was risen from the dead? No power of the world, the power that was used to destroy him, the power that was used to kill him, was not what resurrected him. The difference was that the power of God resurrected Jesus Christ. That not the power of man, not the power of humiliation, not the power of crucifixion. The Bible said that he came out of the tomb mightily. He came out of the tomb greatly. And his power is at our disposal, enabling us to live our faith authentically. It empowers us to share the good news with others, and also to extend the grace and forgiveness, and also to act justly in the world that often appears unjustly. We are beacons of light and hope, reflecting the love of Christ in our actions and our word. Hallelujah. I want you to have the belief that there's a word behind the resurrection which must constantly be shared as we embrace the resurrection's truth and power in our lives. We are also called to share the commission or to share the message with a world in their need of hope. In Matthew chapter 28 verse 19 to 20, the Great Commission urges us, therefore, and also makes to make disciples of all nations. That is not just a suggestion, but a command from our risen Lord. Our mission is also to share the good news that Jesus is alive. People are searching day by day for the meaning and purpose. And we have the answer. The answer is love. The answer is salvation that we find in Jesus Christ through our words, our services, and our love. We are called to testify to the resurrection's transformative power. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that there's power in the blood. I want you to understand this morning that there's resurrection in whatever you are going through. I want you to understand that it does not matter how things got destroyed. It does not matter how things were made, and it does not matter how things have become, but I have come unto you to deliver the message of hope that Christ has died and he has risen and he'll come again. It tells you that whatever darkness you are going through, the Lord will see you through. No matter the situation you are going through, the Lord will see you through. It does not matter the sickness. It does not matter the affliction. It does not matter the disease. I've come to tell you that God will see you through. That wounds dried in the tomb. That wounds, those things that the enemy used to destroy and to kill Jesus, the marks of the womb was seen no more after his resurrection. The nail was seen no more. The blood was seen no more after his resurrection. There was no mark that he even died. And I've come to tell you this morning, no mark shall be seen of your struggle. No mark shall be seen of your disease. No mark shall be seen over whatever you are going through. It shall not be said that you were unemployed and you were never employed. It shall be said that you were employed. It shall be said that you married. It shall be said that you changed your life. It shall be said that you became born again. It shall be said that you conquered the grave. It shall be said that there was a transformative message over you. It shall be said that God came to speak in your situation. It does not matter what is withering. It does not matter what has dried. It does not matter the situation that you are going through. But I have come to tell you that there is a transformation. I have come to tell you that there is a resurrection. I have come to tell you that there is a hope for the future. I have come to tell you that God is about to turn your situation around. If Jesus was able to die on the grave, Jesus can save you. If he was able to rise from the grave, that grave, the Bible said that when he resurrected, there was nothing found in the tomb. That disease you are going through, that cancer that you are going through, whatever thing that you are going through, nothing shall be found in it. That disease shall wither. That situation shall come to pass. That situation shall end. That evil shall end. That drug abuse shall end. That drunkenness shall end. It shall wither out of your body and it shall never be found. There shall be no mark that you were drunkard. There shall be no mark that you are an armed robber. There shall be no mark that you were a thief. There shall be no mark of your evil act. The blood is still working. the blood, the resurrection power shall bring you into establishment. The resurrection power shall bring you into a place of accomplishment. I've come to tell you that the resurrection power shall bring you into a place of fulfillment. It shall bring you into a place of power and authority in the name of Jesus. As you've listened to the word of God, this is Voice of Empowerment, and I am Dr. Emmanuel Mitchell. May the Lord bless you, and if you've not given your life to Christ, I pray that you may give your life to Christ. I pray that you may turn from evil and walk in the light of God. We pray that you may have a transformative life from evil to good, that the power behind his resurrection shall be with you. I pray that you will come out of the dungeon. You will come out of the prison. No matter what is happening in your life, I want you to understand that God is not dead. I want you to understand that our God that we serve does not sleep and does not slumber. Blessed be the name of the Lord in high esteem. We thank you for this wonderful gathering, and we pray that may you walk in the presence and the Spirit of God. We pray that may the light of God that brings illumination transform your life, bring you into a place of gladness and into a place of peace and joy. So see you next time once again. God bless you.
For more information, visit www.manuelwhitechapel.org or info@manuelwhitechapel.org. You can also visit our social media handles at Manuel White Chapel. As you have listened to this broadcast, may the blessings of Yahweh be upon you. May the words shared in this podcast empower you to walk in faith, hope, and authority. Remember, you are strong and you are capable of overcoming any obstacle. Go forth sharing the joy and peace that resides within you. Until next time, may God's grace be your guide and may his love be your constant companion. Amen.